Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, and I'm hoping that you still hear me, because for some reason my shows lately have been having some technical difficulty. I've upgraded everything, and it's just all a mess. So, but welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on this lovely Tuesday evening, or Tuesday afternoon, wherever you may be in this lovely planet. Now, my format of my show, see, I'm here to do readings for you guys and listen to a bit of music and just general chit-chat, really, I suppose. I haven't got a guest this week, unfortunately, but if you are out there and you do want to be a guest on my show, please just get in contact, okay? You can find me at my website, which is www.nick-humphries.com, and also you can find me on Facebook, which is International Medium Nick Humphries. So please, you can just email me, info@nick-humphries.com. I'll be happy to get in contact with you. It's not a problem. So I've actually been really quite busy. I've been doing shows. I've been doing radio shows. I wasn't very well on Sunday. I had a bit of a chill because I was out in the cold all day and jump judging. So it was quite interesting. I'm here now, thankfully. And so let me tell you a bit more about what I'm doing, okay? Now, if you're in the UK and you want to come and see me work, okay, come and see me live, have a bit of a laugh, okay? On the 20th of September, which is this Thursday, I am in Luton at the Best Western Menzies Strathmore Hotel. And it starts at 7:30, tickets are £8, okay? And then moving on from a week from then, I'm actually in North Wales in Prestatyn in Nova Centre, right on the beach. So you can spend the day at the beach then come and see me. So again, the show starts at 7:30, doors open at 7. All the information is on my website. And then moving into October then, on the 4th of October, I've got my tour continues. I'm in the Best Western Lime Trees Hotel in Northampton. Again, same as applies before, 7:30 start, ticket is £8. Now, if you're really interested, okay, there's a new paranormal investigation group called MPG, Midnight Paranormal Group, okay, and we're actually doing an investigation at the Ancient Ram Inn in Gloucester, okay, and fantastic place. I've never been, I don't know anything about it, which is good, because that's obviously what my job is about, to find out about the place. I hear it's very haunted, and I can't wait. So, look at the website. It's on there. I believe it's. I think we're starting at 8 o'clock. I'll just double check. Yeah, I think it's 8 o'clock. And then, interesting. And then we move on to the King's Theatre in Gloucester. And then again, that's another show of mine. 7:30, and. And then on, what are we doing? 27th of October, I'm doing a trance mediumship workshop. If you're in the UK, come along. Yeah, it's a weekend. So it's 27th and 28th of October. And it's going to be a very powerful, but very intimate. When I say intimate, it's intimate workshop with spirit, okay? Where we'll get them to come really close. And then on the 17th of November, we're in the Castle House Jowl in Carmarthen. Tickets are only £20, yep, and starts at 8:30 till about 4 in the morning. It's a lovely little place. Now, obviously, I don't know a lot about the history of it. I don't know if anything at all. But it's just an interesting place. I went there today, actually, just to show them my insurance documents and so on, as we have to do, and and do the health and safety search and to make sure everything's as it should be. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be really great. And then move 23rd of November, I'm in Clansawl, in near Clandilo in Wales. Again, this is part of my Through the Veil tour. Tickets are £8 again, and show starts at 7:30 as normal. Of course, guys, all this information is available on my website, www.nick-humphries.com. And then going back into next year now, we've got the 19th of January, Skewed Inn, okay, Skewed Mountain Inn, Paranormal Investigation and Meal. So you actually get to sit down and have a meal with the group, the team, and then move on to an investigation. But please do have a look at my website. The information is on there. I am looking at the moment. I have noticed that there's a couple of issues, and I will look into those. I think it's the Ancient Ram Inn. I know it's still there. It is there. All the information's on there. I just wanted to double check for you. So I'd like to say hello to everybody that's in the chat room as well. Good evening, good afternoon, My Destiny, Rihanna, Sea-Lark, Shamanic Visions, is that Sistar Cyrus? That's a good one. Some bloke in there called Nick Humphries Host, I don't know who he is. Christopher Alfin, all the guests, obviously. You know, if you're a guest and you're showing on here, why don't you register with Blog Talk? And then we know you by name then. And there's Pitama and Majit. I hope I said that right. X Rainbow Star, there you go. And Wildflower Wind, I'm reading all these out now. Spiritual Power Hour. So very, very good. Nice to meet you all. Nice to speak to you. Now, I normally talk about things that have happened to me during the week, what's inspired me, words of wisdom. And I don't know, it's, you know, life has just been crazy. Really, honestly has. It has been really crazy. And through the readings that I do, you know, sometimes I should, I should listen to my own words that I give out to people, because, you know, life can really certainly bring some amazing things in. And when I say amazing things, even the bad things, they're all amazing. We just have to, grasp it really, and accept it, and then work with it, and then move on from it. So it's really great. Who that be there? And Nick Humphries Host. Yep. So that's me. So I am Nick Humphries. I am your host. Okay. So I always say this, and that I love my job. I really do, because it makes me meet people that are genuine and happy and so on. And when I'd done the Cardiff show about a month ago, I met some fantastic people in the audience. I really did, and they all came up and they came up afterwards and said hello, and it was just generally nice to meet them. And then this one guy came up to me, this Indian guy, and I was quite a little bit nervous about how he would react to the things that I was saying, the fact that I was linking to spirit and so on, and other stuff that happened in the show. But he came up to me and said, that he loved my ideas and he loved my philosophy and how positive, even though, positive I look at the outcome, I can't talk tonight, but how positive I look at the outcome of life, even though sometimes it really does drag us down and we might get people around us that are negative or are going to be negative towards us. But how positive I look at that and send it into the unconditional. It's amazing. And this guy, I hope he's listening, but Shimnoy Sharma is his name is, and I hope I pronounced his name right. Really lovely guy. And I really look forward to actually meeting up with him soon, because we are going to meet up again soon, either here or in India. That's something that I'm sort of really looking forward to. But you know, it's great, and the fact that obviously you're doing this show on the MikeSpirit.fm network, you know, opened so many doors. You know, and it's funny how, you know, we get invites or whatever it is. We should. You know, we should take these invites. We should, you know, go along that path. You know, get an invite. It's like I make a joke of it, and I say to people, you know, I've become the yes man. You know, the Jim Carrey yes man film, because I say yes. I don't say yes to everything. You know, obviously within reason. But you know, I sort of, people say to me, do you fancy doing this? And I go, yeah, why not? You know. It's not a problem, unless it means me jumping off a very tall building, or abseiling down a very tall building, or jumping out of a plane. Then it would be a definite no. Even if it is for charity, I won't do that. So I'm being signalled here. Hang on a second. Do what? Oh, I'm being called a chicken. No, it's not being called a chicken. It's just being called sensible. So I know where my feet are meant to be, firmly on the floor. So, but it doesn't mean I'm scared of flying, because I love flying. And, you know, we have to get out of our fears, really. I know we do. But really, you know, a 30-story building, it's just a bit much. So anyway, what I'd like to say here at this point, okay, before I go into a track, so I will say that I'm going to go into a track in a minute, is that the readings on here are for free, okay? We don't ask for any money, okay, to pay for us to do the readings. However, it would be really nice if you could donate something, okay? You can go to my website, and on the page churches, there's a link there, okay? And it says churches and charities, and when you go down that page, you will see all the charities that I'm supporting. Now, I know these are British charities. If you can suggest some American charities, I'll be glad to support those as well. Or charities in another country, I don't mind. I'll support those. And then basically what you do, there's a Just for Giving link, okay? Or Just Giving link, I think you should say. Just Giving link, okay? You click on there and you will see all the charities again. And you just decide which charity you'd like to donate your dollars to, or your pound notes to. You know, just out of the generosity of your heart, you know, me and my wife this evening, okay, we've been sitting here over in the UK. We're here. We have a program called Grand Designs, okay, where people design elaborate homes and they build them from scratch, spending great deals of money. Bar one guy or two guys or two people, where they actually built their houses out of the woods that they lived in. And they built these fantastic houses out of straw and stuff like that. But tonight we watched these people, this couple. They had a very nice house in a very nice area, and they decided to knock it down. A perfectly good house that would suit a perfectly decent family, or any family, or a couple of families. Okay, and then they spent $1.6 million building another house on top, you know, of this plot. And I ask you, right, and I say this, I'm sure that we could spend $1.6 million on something a lot better, something more meaningful. You know, I said to Helen, my wife, I said, they're spending $1.6 million on the house, where there are people out there that are wondering whether or not they're going to get fed. Are they going to get, you know, a warm bath? Are they going to get clothes? You know, are they going to get cared for? Are they going to get the immunization that they needed? Are they going to be able to drink safe water? You know, if I had $1.6 million, I know where my money would go. You know, it would go on those people, not a house. We have a house. It's okay. You know, it's not ideal. You know, we are looking at moving, but we're not looking at moving into a $1.6 million house. You know, we're looking at just moving into a different house in a different area. So, you know, I don't know why. I just feel a bit sour about it. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's a bit odd, isn't it? I know they work hard for their money, blah, blah, blah. Yes, maybe they did need a house, but did they need to knock down another house? Did they need to knock that house? Could they have not let that house out to a family or given it away? Or, because they were knocking it down anyway, and they're having to fund this 1.6 million new house. So why didn't they just give it away? Or why didn't they just change it into flats where they could have just given the flats to people that were in desperate need? Or to a housing association, something like that. Oh, sorry, it's my rant, okay? It's just what I believe in. It's just the way that I am. So I'm going to end on that really, really sort of awkward note. We're going to go to a music track, okay? If you do have questions about spirituality, not about yourself, but about spirituality, okay? Okay, I'll say that in a minute. If you have a question about spirituality or if you want a bit of philosophy on something, just put it into the chat room, put it into an email. Email me at info@nick-humphries.com. I'll be glad to answer that over the airwaves. It's not a problem. In fact, my producer said if I ever have 1.6 million, that he'll still produce for me. So nice. So we're going to go to a bit of a track, I think, and it would be nice to have a bit of a break. I'll come back and, do you know what? I haven't given you the telephone numbers. How naughty am I? There you go. Right, I better get to the numbers, okay? The important numbers are, from the United States, okay, or anywhere else, it's 760-283-4611. For the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. But please make sure that you have the bill payer's permission, because it is a chargeable call. Or if you want to come into the chat free, then you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay? How naughty am I? Slap wrist. Okay? So we're going to go to a track. We'll come back and then I'll start doing some readings for you. I hope you enjoy this track. I'm not sure which one's going to be played first, but enjoy it anyway. that finished a little bit quicker than I expected. So never mind. So I'm asking if anybody's out there that has a spiritual question that they'd like a bit of philosophy on or an answer to, not about themselves, okay? Just a general thing that I can do on the show. It's not a problem. Also, guys, if there's a song that you'd like to have dedicated to, maybe a loved one that's passed, or to a friend, or you'd like to make an announcement or something. Please just drop me a line, okay? info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay, just drop me a line, okay? Tell me what a track is, so I'll look it up, and, I could play it and dedicate it to that person. It's not a problem. And also, if you also like to have your name put in our healing book, we can do so. It's not a problem as well. So, I know I'm being messaged as we speak. Okay, so I just want to go back to the paranormal investigations, okay? If anybody here is in the UK, okay, I am planning an investigation. Now, no, it's midweek, okay, but Halloween investigation, okay? I'm not going to say where. It's going to be a secret location. Now, what you need to do is you need to email me your details to register. I am setting up on the MPG website as well a registration where you have to register your name. Okay, it's the first 20 people to register that will be given a destination. Okay, and basically we'll be meeting somewhere and then we'll be driving on to somewhere else. Let's put it that way. And the best thing about it might be free. It might be a donation thing. Okay. So it'd be charity, okay? So keep watching my updates on my website, keep watching my updates on Facebook and also on the MPG Facebook page, okay? Midnight Paranormal Group web page and Facebook page. Because it's going to be a charity and it's going to be really, really good. So fingers crossed anyway. So lo and behold, let's go and do what we're meant to be doing this evening. I'm just checking these messages as well as we speak. Because obviously, it's a live radio show. okay, bless. And I'm just going to check the chat room because I know people are chatting. Are you chatting in the chat room? Okay, right. So let's go to our first caller. And I believe our first caller is Sue.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. Hello. How are you? Hello.
I'm good. I was just wondering about a couple of things. I have a job interview, and I do need a job for a teacher aide position this Thursday in the afternoon. Do you think I'll get it? I'm trying to be optimistic that I will.
Okay. And whereabouts are you, Sue?
Long Island.
Long Island. New York, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Right, I'm just what I'm doing. Obviously, my forte is to link to spirit. Okay, so I will give you absolutely 100% of everything that they would tell me. Okay, unless it's rude, then I will sort of soften it a little bit. Okay, I'm not that sort of person. Thank you. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting a lady that's coming forward in the spirit world. I feel very motherly with this lady. Okay, but I feel she's more towards mum's side of the family. So this would be grandmother that's in spirit. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. She's telling me that. Right, okay. Would you understand? She's saying to me that you live on optimism. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And also that you are a very positive person as well.
Yes.
Okay. And she tells me also that you're not one to beat around the bush. Do you understand that meaning?
Yes.
Okay. thank you. But she said, but you're a lovely lady. You're lovely. That's what she just said to me. Very caring as well. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Say again. Okay. Now, she just talked to me about this job, and I'm trying to understand what she means because I don't know. I hated school. I'll be honest. Okay. Now she's talking to me about this role that you're going into. But would you also understand that actually it would be I feel like it's a temporary role, but then moves into a full-time role. Would you understand this?
Oh, I hope not. I don't want to go back to subbing somewhere until something opens up. There's a full-time job that's opening, and I go to the interview Thursday, and I want that one.
Right. Okay. Second. Now, I'm only giving you what she's saying to me, okay? So this could be this is what you have been doing. I'm saying it's not what you're going to be doing, but she's telling, you know, this could be that what you have been doing. Okay, thank you. But she tells me to be very positive about Thursday, okay? To be very positive. Right, okay. Okay. But she is telling me as well that there are lots of candidates for this job. You'd understand this. There are lots of candidates for this job. Okay. Right, thank you. Okay. But I do as well. I know it's maybe not the news that you're after straight away, okay? But I do feel that there will be still a connection with this job, but it will be, it could, to start off with, to be a temporary but turns into a permanent, but in the same place, okay?
You know when, though?
When's that then? Okay. Right. She's just talking to me about the winter period. The winter period. Okay. So, are you in winter now or are you in summer?
It's going to go to fall this Saturday.
Right. Okay. Okay. She's telling me that for some reason, whatever it is, maybe as a scenario, I'm not saying this is what it's going to be like, but... maybe there are two candidates that are too strong and they can't decide between the two. So it could be that there could be this temporary role and then it turns into this full-time position. But she's talking to me about the winter period, for the length of the winter period. So going into spring next year is when actually the full-time position comes into play. Okay. Okay, well, in the meantime, what? Okay. But she just said to me, in the meantime, don't worry. Don't worry, she just said, okay? She's talking about the fact that... Okay, she just said to me, do you know, I'm just giving her scenarios. That this is a possibility. Thank you. And she just said to me that it's great to have your, you know, to have high hopes about and determination about what you want, okay? But you have to also have the realization that... it could turn around in a different format. It may not be exactly what you want or ideal straight away, but it will turn into something better for you. Okay?
Yeah, but I need money now.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're not going to get money, okay? And I'm not saying you're not going to get a job. I just feel it would be... I'm not saying you're not going to get a job, okay? But I'm just saying as well that it would turn into something more permanent come next year, but you'll still be earning money, okay? Second. Okay. So, yeah, would you understand as well? She's just talking to me about herself at the moment, okay? And she's talking, she's giving me, and she's showing me, and she's making me feel it as well, because what they do is they come very close, and they put their impressions of themselves over me, so I get an idea of where in the body they're talking about. And she's talking to me about her right-hand side, and I want to go to the breast area. Okay, so would you understand that this lady would have had a problem around the breast area on the earth plane?
No.
Okay. Okay. She still wants me to say that, you know, that this is a condition. Okay, this is what she's saying to me. So maybe this is something that you didn't know about, or maybe you need to ask like mum or dad or another relative about whether or not this was actually the case with this lady. This is grandmother on the mum's side of the family, okay?
Heart condition.
Was it a heart condition, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, she's showing me the right-hand side for some reason. And actually, I'll be honest, she's making my that side of the chest hurt, okay? So I'm just going to take it away at the moment, but that's what she's given, okay? Second. Right. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. She's just drawing my attention to that track that I just played. Okay. Now it's the skipping rope track. Do you ever remember that in the '80s? That skipping rope track.
No.
No. Okay. Because she's giving me this a fond memory, okay, of skipping. Is this something that you would have done as a child?
Yeah.
Okay, and she's, thank you. And she's telling me that she would have watched you do this. She said, I used to watch her do this. You'd understand this as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's because I really want this job, because it's full-time and I can start and not have to worry every time.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You know, I can't say, you know, or make things up about what spirit are advising me to do or say. Okay, so let's go back to this work scenario. Obviously, it's very important for you. Okay, your grandmother here is saying that to keep an open mind. In fact, there are lots of candidates for this job. Okay, okay, thank you. And she doesn't want you to be disappointed. Okay, she's telling me that you are going to get a placement. Okay, this is how she's terming it now. Okay, a placement. It may be a temporary role. Okay, so actually, this place can fit two, not just the one that they're looking for, but two people in. Okay, but your role, thank you. Your role you will be the stronger candidate, but your role will turn into a full-time placement. Okay, come the spring. She's just said to me. But I also want to point this out to you as well, okay, that circumstances change. So you could actually go there Thursday, okay, and you could actually grasp that job and be that person. And it may be the other person may be put into the temporary position, okay? This is not me, you know, stepping back on what I'm saying, okay? I'm just telling you how it is from what I'm being told from spirit, okay? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And she's telling me you need to be optimistic. This is her words, you need to be optimistic. Okay? Thank you. And she's also telling me that you can't put all your hopes down onto one place. Okay? This is what she just said to me. You can't always put your hopes down onto one place.
I'm subbing in another place and I applied to another place, so.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. Well, you know, sometimes our words and our messages aren't always there to please, you know. So, because she's talking to me about the fact that, yes, you've moved around rather a lot with your work, okay, but she is talking about the fact that actually this could be another possibility as well, okay. Right. Okay. But she's just saying to me, she just needs to listen, okay? I feel actually when she says that as well, she's talking about the interview, okay? That there is something going to happen within the interview. It's almost like a trick question, and you're going to have to listen, okay? I don't know what it is. She's not telling me what it is. She's just saying to me for you to listen, okay? Is that okay for you?
Yes, sure. And can you just ask real quickly if she sees a boyfriend? Just my last question.
Okay, that was a curveball. You just threw that one in. Okay. Is there going to be a relationship? Okay. She just said, yeah, but you have to wait for things to be settled down first. You need to be more settled. Okay, right, thank you. She just said to me also that it would take your attention away from what's important. This is what she just said. However, she is telling me there is a gentleman coming in when? May next year, okay? So, you know, so spring is going to be quite busy around you, okay? So May next year, new energy coming in. Thank you. But she just said to me, there's nothing wrong with a bit of fun in the meantime. So go out and party and, you know, let your hair down. Okay, thank you. Yep, she just said, to move on. That's what she just said to me. So you need to basically get yourself settled, obviously concentrate on this job that you want. That's the thing that you really want, okay, at the moment, and get yourself settled.
But I can also date. I mean, I don't have to just come home and not date if I work. I don't get that.
That's what she said. If you're after a permanent relationship, look at May next year, but she's telling me that you can have fun, you know, go out, enjoy yourself, have parties, and let your hair down, date, you know. But she's talking about a true love, a man coming into your life, and being part of your life for a long period of time, and that would be next year. That would be within about the month of May, okay? Also, she talks to me about June is important for you as well. You don't understand this?
No.
June, she's saying to me, June is an important month. It could be a birthday or an anniversary of some sort.
My birthday's in October.
No, not just about you, sweetheart. You need to think outside the box, okay? So this is someone related to you, within your family circle or a friend. There's somebody important. There could be an anniversary.
My mom.
Right, there you go. Okay. So she's just, what she's doing, and she's just linking to you, okay? So you know who she is, okay? That she's giving you your mum's birthday in June is an important day, okay? Right, thank you. Okay, yep. Can you say this? Just give me a date. So hang on a second. Give me. Right, May. You said May and June. Right. Anniversary when? Would you understand an anniversary in February as well?
Their anniversary was in May. Her birthday was in June, and my son's birthday is in February.
Okay, there you go. All they're doing is just giving me, you know, she's giving me months that you'd recognise, okay, as important months. So birthdays, anniversaries, passings, celebrations of some sort, okay. So on that note, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
I hope. Thank you okay. So much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye bye.
Right. Okay. If you want to this radio, you know, to this reading again, obviously go back to the archives of Mike Spirit. So it's not a problem. So let's just see. Let's just check. I just want to check my email. See if I've got any messages. Anybody want me to do some philosophy on something? No, nobody wants to do any philosophy. Oh well. And anybody in the chat room would, you know, like to ask a spiritual question? What's the meaning of this? What's your thoughts on this or whatever it is? You know, feel free. It's, you know, it's not a problem. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you guys understand a little bit more. You know, I teach positiveness. I teach unconditional love. I teach how to respect and all sorts of stuff. So I'm just reading the message. Right, so let's go then back to the telephone lines. I'm being messaged all over the place here. Let's go back to the telephone lines. And I believe, if my information is right, is it Christopher on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm still getting over my cold, so you can hear in my voice is a little bit rough.
I know it. Everybody's getting cold. Or allergy problems.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, change in the year, isn't it? It's that time of year. We've got the summer going out, the winter, or the autumn coming in, or the fall, as you call it in the States. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Wow. I don't think I've ever spoken from Oklahoma. Not yet, anyway. So how can I help you?
Well, I was just calling in for, I guess, just a general mediumship reading. If there was anything Spirit wanted me to know the most.
Right. Hang on. Just run that by me again, sorry. Say it again.
A general mediumship reading. If there was anything Spirit wanted me to know.
Okay. Right, okay. Let's just link to Spirit and see what happens. Okay, thank you. Can you bring them in? Okay. As I link the spirit world, okay, I'm being drawn to a man's presence in front of me at the moment, okay? Okay, thank you. Now, this gentleman, I'm not sure how he connects to you just yet, okay, but he's talking to me about uncertainty, so you're unsure about your way forward. Do you understand this at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. And you tell me you feel like you've hit a brick wall. It's like you've come to a full stop. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm kind of just weighing over my options right now.
Right, okay. Okay, thank you. Right. this gentleman, okay, the more he talks, the more of his essence I can feel, okay, and I can see. And to be honest, the way that he makes me feel, it almost feels like I'm talking to my own father, okay? So would you understand there's a gentleman in spirit world that would be a father figure to you?
Well, my father had passed away when I was 6.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay. Right, and also he just said to me very, very bizarrely as well, he just said to me, it took a long time, it took a long time. Do you understand why he would say this? He keeps repeating it. But I want to put this towards, would you understand that mum and dad were trying really hard to get a son? Would you understand this?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's how I feel with what he's saying. Okay? It could also mean as well that he's telling me it took a long time. So either he was ill for quite some time and then he passed the spirit. Would you understand that?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. He's making me want to cough as well. You heard him. I had to cough. Because he's coming forward now. And he's building his essence a lot stronger for me to see and to feel. He's making me cough. So there was a problem again around the chest there. So thank you. He just gave me the word pneumonia there as well. So he would have had at some point, I'm not saying it's what took him over to the spirit world, but he would have had a spout of pneumonia as well. You understand this?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right. Right. You told me there's a question about your work. Your work, he just said to me. You understand this as well?
Yes.
Second. Okay. And it also, he's telling me a difficulty with an automobile, so a car. He's telling me it's a difficulty with a car. Would you understand this?
I would, yeah. It's on the way to getting fixed, but because I had brake problems, and then now I just need tires.
Okay. Give me information that you would recognize. So basically what he's saying is that you know he's watching. He understands your needs and what your worries as well. What's going on around you? Okay, thank you. What's that to do? Is that with work again? Yeah, okay. Right, he's just telling me as well, he wants to go back to the work scenario here, okay? He's telling me that, right, thank you, and he just said it again. So, would you understand work, you're having to move away from home, would you understand this?
Yes.
But he's giving me the fact that it's either yourself or somebody around you that's quite worried about you going, or you know, is a bit unsure about you going. Would you understand this?
Yep, my grandmother worrying about me leaving and.
Okay. Okay, but he's telling me this is what you need to do. You need to do this. You need this job. You need to go there. Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, would you understand as well? And you can tell me if I'm wrong here, okay? But would you understand that there's not a partner around you at the moment? You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel from what your father is just saying to me as well that now this job, and when I say you have to move, you have to get on a plane to get there. You understand this as well?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel, and what he's telling me as well is that you're really is that? I just want to make sure that it's correct before I give it, because I don't want to sound like a donkey. So. Now, whether or not you're actually looking for this or not, okay, it's going to happen. But you're going to get on this plane and you're going to go over to wherever it is, okay? Where? Okay. And for this job, okay, and you're going to do very well with this job, okay? I've got to say that. Just saying as well that is it new or is it? Okay. Okay. There will be. Now, I'm trying to say it how he says it, okay? But your new wife will be there, okay? So, I don't know how old you are, but to be, you know, maybe there's a relationship thing here as well where you'll be, but I don't feel it's connected to your work. I feel it's separate from work, okay? but it's where you're going. In that destination where you're going, that's where your relationship is going to be, okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Right, cool. Say again. Okay. He's also telling me that you need to read more. I don't understand why he's saying that, but you need to read more. What sort of books? Just needs to read, okay? Okay. He's just telling me that he used to read as well. He used to read quite a lot. I don't know if you'll remember this about your father, but he's telling me that he used to read. But he's telling me that you need to read a lot more because you're not reading enough. Okay. So again? Where? Okay. Also, would you understand as well, he's talking about a sore patch, okay? So I want to go to inflammation of the skin here, okay? Okay. Have you got a sore patch on the? It looks to me like he's telling me. Or can you just show me again? Thank you, sweetie. Is it on the back of the head? It looks like. Have you got a sore patch on the back of your head?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. This has been you haven't had this all the time though, have you? This sore patch, it's not long flared up. If you understand what I mean,
right?
Okay. Because I want to put this to what is it being caused by? That is it? Okay. Thank you. It's only started up since this scenario about you moving away has come into play. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Does it actually make sense? Cause I'm only saying what your father's telling me, okay?
Okay.
So he's telling me this sore patch or inflammation of skin on the back of your head has only really sort of happened since this play of you moving away has happened, okay? And it's also stress related as well. But say again? Okay. Okay. Have you also been? How do I say that? Right. He's talking about. He said to me, you need to change something that you're using as well. Okay, that's basically what he just said. You just need to change something that you're using. But also, he's talking about drink. Okay. So, thank you. I'm being told that you're not drinking the right stuff. You understand this?
Yes.
Now, I want to put this down to alcohol. Would you understand that as well?
No, because I don't drink alcohol.
But that's my logical brain kicked in. See the trouble we get? Okay. you're not drinking the right stuff. I don't know what he means by that, but you're not drinking the right stuff. Okay. Say again. Okay. Now, okay, really? Okay. Now, would you understand also that there would be a connection with your father, and his words are the Vietnam War? Would you understand this? There's some sort of connection there.
Yes.
Okay. And also, he's just now he said that he's standing there in greens. Now, I don't know if that means that he was in the army or there is a connection with the army. Would you understand that as well?
I believe I do. I actually think you have my grandfather.
I may have both.
Yeah.
Can happen, okay? But, thank you. Right, okay. Do you know, in a sense, to make it a little bit lighter in the reading, okay, I've just heard the word mash, okay? I don't know if it was that scenario, because I now see a man standing before me with a green uniform, and he's got like a green peaked cap on as well. Okay, so but again, I hear the words Vietnam War. Okay, so
okay.
So you understand the connection there, okay?
Yes.
I also want to say as well that this gentleman here, the main one that's been talking, is actually very proud of you, okay? And also telling me that for you to not think that you've let yourself down, because you haven't. For some reason, he's telling me this, okay? Because you feel like you've let yourself down. Would you understand that?
I would, yes.
And also, you said to me as well that, say again, you have a sister?
I do.
Okay. And he also wants to say this to your sister as well, but he's giving, like, and his words are, much love to you both, okay? Okay. Right. Okay. He's talking about photographs, okay? He's talking about it looks to me like they're separate photographs, okay? But they look like passport photograph size, okay? And about a man's wallet. There is these photographs of, thank you. And he's talking about his wallet. So you need to ask mum about this wallet, because I believe maybe your mum has still got his wallet, okay? And in the wallet would be two photographs, one of you, one of sister, okay? Does that make, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, or you might have to go and find this out.
I believe it does.
Okay. Because what he's saying is that even though it's here, the physical, he had there in the spiritual. And you know, and he's always there looking at them. So he remembers, okay, and, you know, I know he passed when you were six. That's a long time ago. I don't know how old you are. You could be seven. I could be wrong. Okay. But, yeah, but he's always around, and you know, for the information that he's given me so far. But he's just telling me as well, just very quickly, that to stay positive. He just said stay positive. Okay. And he's also just saying as well that everything you've wished for so far is coming to you. Okay. Say again. Okay. He's making it a bit more light now. He's talking about, he's just said everything you've wished for is coming to you, apart from the jet car. But I don't understand what he means by that. So, have you? Oh, you wish you had a jet car or something like that. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
So, on that note, okay, I'm going to leave it there for you.
Okay.
Just take your love from the spirit world as well, pass on the message to your mum that, you know, he's come forward and shared his love and remembers, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, if you want to listen back at the archives, you can do it at mikespirit.fm. So, you know, it's always nice, isn't it, to get, you know, that connection. It's always really nice. You know, and I can't sit here and have a spirit stand in front of me and me go, you know, make stuff up. It's just not possible. You know, it is possible, but it's not what I do. You know, I generally see spirits standing in front of me, and they give me some information. They're standing there talking to me, and I hear it on my right-hand side. That's where I hear them. So, you know, it's great. I really do love it. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to the next track. I'm going to have a drink. And we'll go back to some callers. I know I need to answer some messages as well, because people have been messaging me outside of the show. So I shall come back in a couple of minutes, and I'll speak to you then.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of the 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 shoes. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you. Where are you now? And I could say, ooh. About. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes.
Well, there you go. Two great tracks there. So, do you know? No, I don't know. I was going to vent off them, but I don't think I will. So, as I said before, you know, I love my job. And to anybody that thinks that being a medium and being a spiritual person is easy, believe me, it's not. Okay, it really is not. It's not the easiest job. It's a job that brings you difficulties. And really, to be a better person, you have to be strong. You've got to be strong-willed. You've got to be strong of mind. You've got to be completely and utterly unconditional in your views to others and their actions and so on, and also their religions. You know, and it will bring you, and pardon me for saying this, right, but it will bring you the most loving people in the world, and then it will also bring you the most... I don't know. I was gonna say, I don't know. It would just bring you people that have had, you know, like some really bad things happen to them, and what I love about it is the fact that I'm able to sit there and people are able to offload themselves at me. You know, talk about their woes and their troubles and strifes and so on, you know, but if this is something you're thinking of doing, okay, I will happily teach you, okay, but you really have to be determined and strong of mind to do this job, and there's a lot of people that think it's a very quick way of earning money. And, you know, and it's not, you know, there are the odd few out there that have struck it lucky and become, you know, famous people, you know, in their own right on TV and so on. But it's a hard life. It really is a hard life. And spirits certainly put you through the mill because they will constantly test your faith in them. Okay. Not the religion, but their faith in spirit, okay? Spirit is a universal factor, okay? Doesn't matter what religion you believe in, you know? And, you know, I'm starting to do talks on this as well. And I say this to you, really, from the bottom of my heart, okay? If you want to do this job, I will support you, okay? And I will show you the way. And I will teach you everything that I possibly know, okay? But be warned. It is a hard job, okay? Really hard job. And you can tell by the tone of my voice that I am just a little bit, I don't know, angst, I suppose. You know, I am a spiritual person. I am really spiritual. Do you know, I was actually asked to go to like a institute, or not an institute, it was a place of study to talk about my philosophies on how I become, how and who I am, and how I teach others, and how I you know, show others the way of the light, you know, which is a really high honor, to be honest. Even though it's a very small place that I went to, really small honor. And I actually spoke to this person over the phone, and she said, you know what, I don't know anything about you, but I feel the need that you need to come here and you need to talk to me and you need to show others as well. And I did that. I did that at the weekend. Okay. I did that on Saturday. And we spoke and our minds just merged into one. It was amazing, amazing feeling. Okay. Because she knew where I was coming from. She understood where I was coming from. And this is what my path is to do, you know, in my life, is to teach others the way of the unconditional love, okay? It's not religion, okay? It's nothing like that. It's just a way of life for me. Mediumship, spirituality, or being a spiritual person, it's just a way of life, okay? And I, from for all of for all of it, all the stuff that it brings me, all the hardship it brings me, I still relish in it. You know, I walk through it, I wade through it. You know, I do, and I'm serious. I wade through the muck it brings me. Okay, Because, believe me, it has brought me a shed load, okay? And I think even the best fishing waders couldn't keep it, you know, keep it out. So, and Mike would tell you the same thing. It is a really difficult job, and it will bring you down. It will bring you down. But you've got, and this is why I say you need to be determined, and you need to be of peace of mind with yourself, and absolutely know where you go from, you know, and where what you want to do with it, because it will bring you down. And when you're up there again, it will bring you down again. Do you know what? I'm getting some really lovely words in the chat room, you know, and I really thank you for it. And I'm not moaning. I'm not moaning about my job. I'm not moaning about the people I meet and the people it brings to me. I am just telling you. Yeah, it is, you know, protection, protect yourself. I'm just telling you guys just how it is, you know. Yeah, you see these mediums on TV, but look at the stuff they've had to get through to get there. You know, there's a couple of mediums over here in the UK that are at the moment going through a load of slanderous things. I'm going through that as well, you know. So, and as I talk, I see lots of people dropping out of the chat room, so maybe I've just been sharp. So this is just my view, okay? I love my job, okay? And I would not sit here doing my show, that's it, or doing any other show if I didn't love it, okay? So on that note, I think we should go to another caller and see... Yeah, you know, see what spirit think then of me saying what I've just said. So let's go to the callers, okay? If you do want to phone in, okay, 760-283-4611 or 001-760-283-4611 or blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And, you know, just get into the show, have a bit of a chat. If you want to read in, that's great. But also, if you want to, please donate. That's great as well. Fantastically well. And... Let's go to the caller. So I believe we've got Jean on the line. Jean, are you there?
Hello, yes I am.
Hi Jean, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very, very quiet. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Where from, sorry, sweetie?
From Pennsylvania.
Okay, cool. So how can we help you this evening?
Just like the other guy before me, I'd just like a general read, please, with any messages you pick up.
See what happens, okay? Let's see if spirits are still working or allow me to work with them after what I just said. Okay, thank you. Right, okay, and you are, sweetie? Right, thank you. Right, I've got... Okay, I've got this lady here, okay, at the moment. Right, thank you. So I'm being told actually that everything around you is pretty much going smoothly. Would you understand this?
Yes and no. I mean, at the moment it is. It's like I'm kind of afraid to breathe because I don't want to mess anything up.
Okay. So yeah, the lady that's talking to me at the moment, okay, and she's just saying to me that, you know, actually, you know, there's nothing major going on. Everything seems to be running smoothly. So run with it. This is what she's saying, okay? I feel very motherly with this lady. So would you understand mum in spirit? I definitely feel like mum could be grandmother, but I want to go towards mum in spirit at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do. It's my grandmother. She raised me, though, so she was like a mother.
Okay, there you go. Okay, thank you. Right, and we also understand actually she's quite a comical person in her personality. You know, she would always be jolly in the way that she said things and be happy about them as well. You understand this?
Yes, I miss that.
Okay, but she's talking to me about a big strong man as well. Big strong man. She keeps saying, "Always a big strong man." So okay, thank you. So yeah, would you understand? She's making me laugh. Okay. She's talking about a gentleman that's around you at the moment, big strong man. Would you understand this?
No, I'm looking for one.
Okay. Okay. Because she's talking to me about a big strong man, okay? Thank you. But I want to give you a man that would be of the earth, okay? So he would be very earthy, very down to earth, maybe even works with the earth or wood or something like that, okay? So this man is coming into your life, okay? And she just said to me, "Yes, sir, that's it." Right. So But she's beaming from ear to ear. She's really pleased to be here, okay? Okay, thank you. But she's just telling me, oh, my leg, she just said, okay? Okay. Now, would you understand she would have had a problem with her leg as well? Thank you. She just told me she would have had a fall. Would you understand this? So you need to speak up, sweetheart, because I can't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I understand it. There was a blood clot in her leg.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. But you also there was some sort of fall with this as well. She had a fall.
In the tub, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. And she just said to me, I'm better now. I'm better. I'm okay. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
And sweet, I really do have to say this. She is really jolly. I'm talking jolly, jolly. She's really, really happy. Okay, thank you. Say again. Right. She's telling me that she's so glad you just took that first step. Sweet, you're self-employed.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking about getting myself a website for some healing work that I'm doing, but I'm working for a company right now.
She's so glad you've taken that step to be self-employed. This is what she's telling me. So either you've made up your mind that you're going to do this, or you should just go ahead and do it. But she's thank you. She's telling me, right, okay, that you should be doing this. She keeps repeating herself. It's quite funny. Say again. Right. Okay. Would you also understand as well? She's just telling me you've been having headaches as well. You understand this?
Oh, my God, yes, for like 2 weeks now.
Okay. Is that right or left side? Right or left side? Right side of the head, you tell me. Right-hand side, do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I have one right now.
Okay. She's making me aware of my eye here, okay? She's telling me that my right eye is... would you understand your right eye is a bit sore as well?
My headache is right behind my eye, yeah.
Right behind your eyes. Okay. So, okay. So yeah, you need to, if you haven't already, you need to go and get your eyes checked. Okay. Thank you. She talks to me about, oh, that's weird. You know, when you look at something, she's making stuff, when I try and focus in, looks like it's jumping around a little bit. You understand this as well?
That part I don't. It hurts like with the bright light, but nothing started jumping around yet.
Okay. So she's just saying to me, you know, you need to get your eyes checked with this, okay? Okay, thank you. Who? Okay. So do you have a brother?
I do.
Okay. But she just said to me, brother as well, okay? What about a brother? Okay. Oh, okay, right, okay. And now she's just saying this as well about brother, big, strong man. So he's actually a fairly big bloke. You understand this? He's like a big, strong man, she's saying.
My little brother actually is. Yeah, that's funny.
Right, okay. Right, okay, thank you. Say again. Now, she's just saying, and I can hear it in my mind, and I can hear her actually saying it as well. And she's talking about study, study, study. And I want to put this to your brother. Is that right, brother? Yeah, she's just saying brother. So you understand that your brother is studying for something at the moment, or relearning something?
Not that I know of. My son has been studying, but I don't know anything about my brother.
Okay. It could be your son. I'm not going to make it fit, but it could be your son about study, okay? Boy, bloody hell. Okay, she's just saying that that you're really busy. You're really busy. You understand this? Everything's going swimmingly. Everything is going smoothly and swimmingly, but you're really busy. It's like you got hyper energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've been very, very restless lately. Yeah.
Okay. Say again. Right. Okay. Are you into your running, as in jogging? Do you go jogging, or because I'm being told about running, but you need to go running at a more sensible hour. Does this make sense to you?
Well, I've been thinking about starting to go for walks now. It's getting nicer out. It's getting cooler.
Right.
So that might she's talking about, if I should do it instead of just thinking about it.
Yep. Okay. Right, thank you. Give me a bit more then. Okay. She's just saying to me, keep going as you are. Keep going as you are. Okay. Everything's okay, and stop worrying about them. Okay. Thank you. Sometimes what happens is that when we start to worry about things, even though they're going well, okay, we then start to attract the negative parts in. So that's when things start to go wrong. So go with the flow at the moment. Right. So give me a bit more. Right. Okay. She's given me October. When? Okay. She's actually given me October, January, and February as important months around you. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. Okay. And also she's talking about a gentleman that's in spirit as well, okay? This gentleman would have had problems with breathing, or he would have found it difficult to breathe, very tight-chested. I would put this to grandfather in spirit. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel actually he would have had, thank you, and she just said an aneurysm. Would you understand this with your grandfather?
Yes. He passed before she did,
Okay. Okay, so what's happening here, sweetheart? Is it just coming forward just to show that they're there, they're well, okay? The fact that he's given me this information, it's just that, so I can actually relay it to you, so you'd actually realise who these little other people are. Okay, thank you. Give me that again. Right. Okay. Right. Right, okay, thank you. They're giving me some flowers for you, okay? Now, flowers don't always mean they're their favourite flowers, but sometimes it could be the colours. So they're giving me yellow here, okay? Yellow flowers for upliftment for you. Not that you need it, it's just that you do. They're obviously giving it to you, so you need this upliftment. Okay, thank you. And what? Okay, ooh. They're also giving me roses as well for a bit more romance to come into your life, okay? Roses for more romance. I do feel that this gentleman's coming your way. Right, thank you. Okay, I do feel actually with this gentleman that you already know him, okay? You already know him, or you know of him for some reason, okay?
Okay, I don't know that I know him, but okay.
Just look out for it, because it could be something that's coming into play for you, okay? Okay. Anything else you want to say quickly? I'm just asking if there's anything else that you want to say like now, because otherwise I'm going to need to move on to the next caller. Say again? Okay, oh, right. Now, they've also just given me a jack-in-the-box, okay? And I've asked what that is, and they've just said a surprise. So there's a surprise coming around the corner for you, okay? But
a
nice
surprise is coming for me.
A surprise, you know.
Okay.
Okay. A nice surprise. November for you. So November time, there's going to be a nice surprise for you, okay? They're not telling me what it is. It's almost like it's a secret, okay? So I don't know if November is an important month for you, but it's. You know, it's going to be a nice surprise for you. But I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Nick. I've been wanting a message from my grandma and thinking about her a lot. Thank you very much.
Sweetheart, bless your heart. But take their love from the spirit world as well. Okay?
Okay. You, God bless.
And you. Ta-da. You know, I love my job. You know, I love that connection. I really do. So, okay, so let's go to the next caller, which is area code 302.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes.
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I have your name? Hello?
My name is Karen. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
My mic is weak.
Yeah, I'm not able to, I can hear you, but I don't think you can hear me. The question I had was I wanted to find out if you see me getting a job and if Spirit has anything to, messages to relay.
Okay. Let's link to Spirit World and let's see what we get for you, okay, Karen?
Okay.
Okay. I'm told here, okay, that...
Hello? I'm having a little trouble hearing you at the presently.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. So my question was, did you see me getting a job or does Spirit have any messages?
I'm saying to you that Spirit are telling me that you're looking in the wrong fields. You should be changing or changing your job prospect of what you should be doing. And stuff.
I can't hear you presently. Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, I can...
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed that. We're having a storm here where I am. And so I don't know if that's interfering with the reception.
I would say so.
So Spirit is saying that I'm looking in the wrong area, I heard you say?
Yes, yeah, it's almost like you need to change your occupation. Does that make sense? It's like you need to look at something different.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm being told another way, okay? You need to broaden your horizons, okay, about what you want to do. You're looking in specific areas. You're going to need to go through the back door to get this job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been actually working on a campaign, and I was just wondering if the candidate, he just won a primary, will be hiring me.
Right. Okay. It's one of those questions that's really, really difficult to answer. You understand where I'm going with this, okay? But what I will say is that, you're going to be very successful in this, okay? But I do also to feel other issues or broaden your horizons at what you are actually doing. Okay, this is what I'm being told, what I'm being guided from Spirit, okay? Thank you. And also, again, now, I've heard the word Tennessee, okay? So I don't know if there's a way or something like you're going to be going to Tennessee. Would that make sense?
Tennessee?
Yes.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
But this could be stuff that's coming up, okay? Because I'm being told that Tennessee is coming in, so this could be coming up for you. So keep an eye out for it, okay? I don't know where Tennessee is in relation to you are now. and grandfather on father's side. Tammy's telling me, you can tell in my tone of change as well, very determined to say.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think it's the storm. It's pretty bad, so you keep going in and out.
I can hear the rain. So, right. As I said before.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I feel like that commercial. Can you hear me? I apologize. I'm only able to hear a small portion. I'm hoping that I can download it later and be able to hear the whole thing. Because with the storm, there's a lot of this I'm not getting, but it should be, I think, on your show that I'll be able to download. So keep talking.
I'm just saying that I've got a gentleman here in grandfather, okay, a very, very strong, dominant, determined. And he's don't be complex about what you're doing at the moment, because things are okay. Right, okay. About to change. Jack. Bigger shift for you. But I want to go to June. Year as was in the month. So, you've been angry at it, has been angry at something. It's not. You just need to listen back to the archives in this, okay? Has she dropped now?
Okay. Yes. I thank you so much, and I'm going to listen to it and download it and listen to it when your show is over, because most of it I wasn't able to hear what you were saying. And again, I apologize.
Okay.
And thank you so much for your time.
Well, try again next week. If you come through next week, you know, we'll see if we can get you to the top of the list, and we can redo this reading for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, it's like really hard to do when you've got a storm going on. You know, I know I've had a storm going on over here a couple of times, and Skype just goes all funny and Blog Talk goes all funny. It's just really, really hard. So, but bless her heart for, you know, to keep trying. So I'm going to see if we've got any other callers on. And I'm going to talk to the guys. So we're going to get to the telephone lines. Okay, and I'm going to clear my mind, and I'm going to ask our next caller, which is area code 831, to come on. Hello, 831, you there?
Hi there, I am. Thank you for doing what you do. I just wanted to know if Spirit has anything for me regarding a job within the next month as a nurse.
Okay, can I just take your name, sweetie?
Lisa.
Lisa, and where are you calling from, Lisa?
Monterey, California.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see what we get. Okay. Okay. I'm just asking spirits to come forward for me, okay, just for a minute. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. Right. I've got a lady here with me, okay, and she's just talking to me about finances, okay, and not that finances are a problem as such, but she's talking about finance for some reason. She's just, she's just saying to me as well that she's giving me a blinkered idea, a blinkered view of things, okay. So what I mean by that is that I don't know if you're You know, that last caller, well, actually it's not like the last caller at all. She's just saying to me about the fact that you're looking in one direction. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. I'm taking the state board test, and I'm studied to become a nurse.
Okay.
So I want to practice that field. I mean, there's various fields. I mean, there's various avenues in this field. So,
yeah. Which is great.
It doesn't have. I don't have to be like. I really want to go into hospice nursing.
Okay. Right. Okay. Sweetheart, this lady that's coming forward for me. Okay. She's telling me she's grandmother. Okay. And this lady would have. And she's just very, very briefly shown me this because I think it's something that she didn't like to use or was very embarrassed about. And she's just showing me like a walking frame. Okay, would you understand a grandmother in spirit that would have used a walking frame?
A walking frame, like a walking...
like a zip frame or...
In spirit would probably have been my grandmother, yes.
Yes. Well, saying a grandmother, okay. But she didn't like using it. But she's also very quiet. You understand this?
That would be my Grandma Jerry, yes.
But I have to say, she's adorable, absolutely adorable, okay? And she's telling me that she fought the world of the kids. This is what she's saying to me, okay? I fought the world of the kids. Okay. Okay, but she's telling me as well, you understand that she just said to me in a very bizarre way of saying it that the sleep took her. Sleep took her. Do you understand it? She was a path in her
yes.
sleep. Okay.
Yes.
I've never had it said to me that way, so it's quite an interesting way. Thank you. And she just said to me, yep, the best way. I went in my sleep. Right, thank you. She wants to know about the nursing, sweetheart. Okay. She's just saying to me, yep. The nursing, that's what you're going to be doing. But you need to be more open-minded about where you want to go, okay? So I know you want to go into the hospice side of thing, but I feel actually you'll be doing something before you go into the hospice side of thing, okay? Okay, thank you. Say again. Okay. She's telling me, actually, that you'd be really good with children. She's telling me you should be looking towards children. You should be going, like... She just said to me, she's great with children. You should be doing something with children, caring for children. You understand this?
Yes, there is a subacute for not just terminally, but very rare diseases that children get. It's a local. It's about 30 minutes away from me, a hospital that actually asked me during my internships to apply. So that's another opportunity I've been considering. These children are amazing, just amazing.
And I feel that this is where you will come into your own in doing this. Okay, I'm getting like the thumbs up from your grand spirit with this as well. And she's so sweet. You know when old lady they sort of. They put thumbs up and then they
She's putting her thumbs up. That's Nani. Yes.
And she's got this lovely smile on her. Sweetheart, would you understand that she would have worn glasses as well? She just showed me some glasses that she would have worn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, after.
Okay. She's just saying to me, you keep going. Sweetheart, you keep going, okay? So you keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it really well, and you're going to get there, okay?
That means I'm going to pass my state board on Monday. I'll celebrate right now.
But she's telling me as well that she's just telling me, don't worry about the other stuff that's going on around you right now. You concentrate on this. You understand?
Yes, I do.
There's some stuff going on around you as well that's, you know, not being helpful and can bring you down as well. But you just keep going where you're meant to be going, and you'll do fine. She said you'll do fine. Okay. You just said to me as well, let the others deal with themselves. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, repeat that. You broke up.
Let the others deal with it. Let the others deal with it.
Let
you
the
understand?
Others deal with it? Yes. Okay, I do understand. I have two teenagers and a mom that I'm taking care of. Yes.
Okay. So, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? But be positive and know that you're in the right direction. But look towards the kids, you know, dealing with kids, helping kids.
Okay.
Right, sweetheart? That's
wonderful news.
Yeah, keep us informed. Let us know how you get on.
Oh, thank you so much. Woohoo! I'm going to pass my test.
Okay, take the love from the spirit world, but don't forget you can listen back to the archives as well of MikeSpirit.fm.
Thank you, I will, and thank you for sharing. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it's always hard, a hard thing to answer. Am I going to pass my test? Am I going to get a job? You know, things can come into play. You need to remember this and think outside the box. Things can come into play where your course in life gets diverted for some reason or other. Maybe that job isn't appropriate for you right this time, or it's not available to you. Maybe that person isn't ready to come into your life. You know, all these things come into play. So you have to really think outside of the box with all this stuff that we tell you. You know, I completely believe everything. Absolutely, 100% believe everything that they say. That's just how it works, okay? So let's go to, and I feel this is probably going to be the last call of the evening, I feel, but we'll see. Let's go to 347, area code 347. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Can I say your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Kiva, I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, and you say your name is Kiva?
Yes.
Wow. So how can I help you?
I was just calling for a general reading.
A general reading, okay. All right, thank you. Okay, let's see what we get. Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, do you understand there's a gentleman in spirit world around you, okay? But when he stands forward, I feel very brotherly with him. I don't know why I feel brotherly with him. I don't feel that you've got a brother in spirit, but there's a gentleman here that's representing himself to be that way. Would you understand this?
I have two cousins, male.
Right. Okay.
Very much like brothers. One especially, one I grew up with, and the other one was in another state.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right. Okay, this is going to be difficult. The one that I want to go to, okay, he told me that he was like, feel as a brother, okay? But sweetheart, we just understand this gentleman is in spirit, that his life will come to a very quick end. Would you understand that?
Yeah, both of them, 29.
Okay, and sweetheart, would you also understand, thank you. I don't know if I should say this, but would you also understand that this particular gentleman, it would have been a gun-related incident that would have took his life into the spirit world? Do you understand this?
That would be a very close friend.
Right. Okay. But also, I want to say this as well because he wants me to say it. Okay. So bear with me with this. Okay. But he's talking to me about gang related. Do you understand this?
What lady?
Gang related. I feel his passing was gang related.
Oof. There were many that I knew. One I know was a robbery, but the person that did it was gang.
Right, okay. That's the connection, okay? He's giving, not that he
okay.
was, but he's telling me gang related. And he lost his life through a gun incident where he was shot and his life was taken, okay? This is what he's telling me.
Okay.
I feel very brotherly with him, okay? Okay. Right. He's also telling me that your life has been turned around as well. You understand?
You're breaking up.
Your life at the moment has been turned either upside down or turned around. Okay, do you understand this?
It has been, yes.
Okay. Also tell me that everything's a bit of a mix-up at the moment, and also that you'll find it hard to get back on track. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I just relocated, and I'm actually feeling better, but I still have to go back and finish up a lot of unfinished business.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but he's telling me, you know, he's just telling me happy days are ahead, okay? He's also talking to me about a new job for you. You understand there's a new job coming to you as well?
I'm retired, but I'm considering volunteering.
Okay, because it's, I have to give it as he says it, okay, because he's talking to me about the fact,
yes,
even though you're retired, that there's a new job, so yeah, volunteering is a job, but nevertheless, it's going to get you out of the house and doing something with yourself, okay?
Yes.
But he's also talking to me about a new circle of friends here as well. He said there's a real nice circle of friends around you at the moment as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he just said his name to somebody, a gentleman on the airplane connected to you within the circle of friends. I feel it's named Dean or something like that. I don't normally do names, but I feel like it's Dean, okay? Or you maybe need to look out for this name that's going to come into your life, okay? Okay. He also tells me that you do a great deal for children, or you understand this?
I do, yes.
thank you. And he tells me as well that I know you've already said volunteering, but he tells me actually you help a lot of people anyway. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, he's also telling me that you're a bit of a church girl. You understand this?
A church?
Girl, you church.
Excuse me?
You go to church.
Oh, yes.
Tell me, actually, when you go to church, he stands next to you.
You're going out again. I can't hear.
But there's also not a lot of noise coming from the background noise at your end. He's just telling me, actually, you have felt his presence, and he's given me the idea that actually he's held your hands as well, and you would have felt this.
Okay. I feel a lot of stuff. I just don't know how to read it and what it is.
Okay. Because sometimes people that we love dearly on the earth plane that pass into the spirit world, they do come back and they do stand next to us, and they sometimes are guiding angels. You know, they're the ones that do look after us or protect us as well. And this is what okay? Thank you. Second. Right. It's taking me a crutch, okay? Would you understand, you've got something going on where you're in need of a crutch? You use crutches or one crutch in particular?
Wow. I had back surgery. My knees are bad, but I've been doing okay. But I just got up off the sofa and I kind of went down, like buckled. It's my back.
Right. He's telling me that you need this extra support. You need this extra support. So you keep using it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Okay. Look, just one bit more. Sorry for what? Okay. He just said to me, kids, I'm sorry for the upset that I've caused. I'm sorry for the upset. Okay? So you don't understand what he means by this. He needs, it's almost like forgiveness. You understand it?
He's sorry for what?
He's not saying what for. But I'm saying it feels like he's asked for some sort of forgiveness, or, you know, please forgive me, you know, for the upset that I caused. I think he's a bit sorry for the way that he passed, but you know he wants for people to know what he's fought, blah blah blah, and he wants forgiveness. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
Okay. I'm going to leave this with you, okay? Okay. I'm going to finish here, but he's telling me that actually you yourself, you bring a lot of peace to people's hearts, okay? And you need to keep doing this as well. So whatever you're doing, okay. You keep doing it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you take care, okay? And if you wish to listen back
you
to the
archive,
please take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I really do love my job, and I love connecting. Let me just have a quick look at the chat room. So I like to keep in contact with what's going on. I know my signal. I don't know what's going on with my internet. I've updated Skype and everything, and don't know what's going on. But I do know that I think down the road they're putting in new telephone lines. It could be that. Forgive me on that. I know I've got one caller that's waiting to get on. We'll go to that caller. It'll be a very quick reading, okay? Area code 207. Hello? Maybe not. Hello, area code 207? Okay. Area code 111.
Hi, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. I know we have very limited time. I'll just ask you the question. I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to help my youngest son, or if he's absolutely okay, and just how everything is looking. Thank you.
Right. So your youngest, I didn't hear quite all of that. Hear your youngest.
About
your
my youngest son, if there's any way I can help him, or if everything's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Right. First off, I want to tell you that everything is going to be okay. Okay. The lady coming forward here tells me that. Thank you. That she's. Would you understand, mum in spirit or grandma?
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Everything is going to be okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Continue.
Yeah, you understand this is to do with an illness. You understand this?
No, hold on. Let me. Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Right, your mum here is saying that everything is going to be okay. Okay, but
good.
I feel to do with the youngest son. This is to do with an illness. I feel like an illness. Yeah.
No.
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 More finances.
I hear illness. I feel. Okay. Who's been sick? Okay. Right. I still want to say, I'm not saying that somebody's going to fall sick or anything, but would you understand, I still want to say sickness. Would it have been mum that would have passed over with sickness?
Oh, yeah.
Would you understand?
Absolutely.
Right, okay, that's that connection, because she kept on giving me sickness.
My mother and my sister, yes, they both passed because of illnesses, yes.
Finances. Okay. Right. Just tell me that there's an imbalance in your life. Does this make sense? Too many outgoings, just tell me. Too many outgoings. Do you understand this?
Too many what?
It's like you're paying out more than you're getting in. Does that make sense?
Okay. With me, yes. I've been through an emotional time right now, yes.
Right. But she's also just saying as well, this is concerning the son, yeah? Okay, concerning the son. Right, okay. All I'm being told, okay, is yes, everything is going to be okay concerning the son, but he's going through a difficult stage at the moment. You understand this?
Yes. He's 20.
Right. Okay. Sweetheart. Understand that he's going through quite an emotional time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go towards almost like a depressive state with this as well. Would you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, but you also understand, is it, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, and I don't mind putting my hands up and saying that I'm wrong, okay, mm-hmm. would you understand that there is also the possibility that he would have tried to take his own life? Would you understand this?
No, I do not know that, no.
Okay. I'm not saying this is going to happen, okay, by any means, okay, but this is, she's given me this in a depressive state, so, right, thank you. Right, okay, right, thank you. She's just saying that he's been really low with this, okay, so almost that sort of state of mind. I'm not saying he is, okay, thank you, but I'm just being told as well that he needs a little bit more attention needed to him, well, okay, does that make sense?
Yes, okay. Well, he seems to be drawing, yeah, but he's, okay.
So don't forget that they, you know, your mum here has been watching things going on, so she could be talking about stuff that's past. So either he was of that state of mind at some stage, but he was, you know, got through that, okay? Okay. I have to give you peace of mind that everything is going to start falling into place. What she's showing is a big puzzle, okay, and... thank you. It's almost like there was a piece missing and the final piece has been found and it's starting to put this picture now together, okay? I want to give you a new influx of financial energy coming your way as well around the February time, okay? But she also tells me August is an important month for you as well. You understand this?
My birthday, yes.
Okay, and she also gives me April, if you want to keep going down the month line.
That was
line.
Her birthday, yes.
Right, okay, thank you. And now she's talking to me about two jobs. She says to me two jobs. You're looking at doing two jobs or you're doing two jobs, but I also feel that you're very busy and you're working yourself to the bone, she tells me as well. You understand this?
Well, yes, I do. I do two jobs, yes. Well, one is a job and one is a my volunteer.
Right, okay. Right. And she just said to me as well, I don't know where you find the time. That's what she just said to me, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. I correct myself. She's saying to me, I don't know where she finds the time for myself. You understand? You don't spend enough time on yourself or for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So you need to start doing this, okay? And you actually need to start enjoying life a bit more, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Back to your original question, your son is going to be fine, okay?
I think what she was talking about was back in like June, last May and June, was a June, maybe July was a very rough time for him.
Okay, rightio. But I am running out of time.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave it there for you, but please obviously listen back at the archives if you wish, but take the love from the spirit and know that actually she's watching and you can call on your loved ones in the spirit world for guidance and help.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. So, guys, I'm going to come to the end of my show here. Okay, thank you again for listening. Obviously, if you want to catch up with me, you can get me through my website, www.nick-humphries.com, or on Facebook, International. We're going to play out now to our last music, and then we're going to finish the show. So, until then, love and unconditional light and everything that you in abundance to you. Good night.
Just never go, 'cause I don't know when. So all your favorite streets disappear. last shit, I'm sipping in harder this year. Yeah, bear ripping in harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. We gon' go down, it's Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ace. So don't stop, get it until you chatter.
Tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.